Today's daf is Yud Bet. We're going to start in a second. Okay, we're going to start at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Bet. At the words. We'll start with Da'amar Rav Idi Bar Avin Amar Rav Amram. Okay, this is a sikkum of the things, if you remember the sugya that. The sugya about that we started on Friday about the tmidim, if they have extra korbanot tamid left over from the year. Remember, they spent the money from the trumah v'lishka of that year, and they bought animals, and they had extra ones left over. So they have all these extra kvasim. The question is what to do with them. So we end this statement with a sikkum, which is Amar Rav Yehuda bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yochanan. It's said in the name of Rav Yochanan, basically. That tmidin shalo tzruchu litzibur, if they have tmidin that they no longer need, korbanot that they separated out these animals, ledivrei Rabbi Shimon ein nivdim tmimim, ledivrei Chachamim nivdim tmimim. Okay, there was this debate: are you allowed to be podeh these animals if they were without having to wait for a mum to happen? So Rabbi Shimon says you can't do it, and Chachamim say you can. So now the Gemara wants to know, we're finally going to get to how does this connect with our sugya? Why was this brought up here? So they say, Rabbanan depligile Rabbi Shimon ma ninu. The Gemara wants to know, what rabbis are the Chachamim here? Okay, in other words, what we want to try to do is find an opinion of somebody who matches this opinion of Chachamim, that they are allowed to be niftet tamimim, that you don't have to wait till they get a mum. You have to remember, that's more of a chidush. Right, because it seems that these animals, usually we don't let you, once something's separated for hektesh, we don't just allow you to say, oh, let's just switch it. You know, once it has kedushat haguf, we said, right, there was an issue with kedushat haguf, and how can you separate out kedushat haguf? That was where we ended with the other day. So now the question is, Rabbanan, who say you can be podeh, who are these rabbis? Inim are Rabbanan diktoret. If you say it's like Rabbanan diktoret, okay, we saw there, that was where we started, where you could basically take the ktoret. Now, that's the first source they brought there, was that you can take the ktoret, the motar haktoret, right, and you can redeem it. So they say, you can't say ktoret because shani ktoret delo bar rayahi. Normally with an animal, what do you have to do? You have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you can be podeh. Now, the ktoret, you can't say the same thing by the ktoret. There's no such thing as, oh, wait till it gets a moon. Right? There is no such thing by ktoret. So therefore, if you wanted to say the rabbis who said by ktoret, you can be podeh without any other process, well, that's because there is no other process, and therefore, you can't prove it from there. Ela Rabbanan de Para. Okay, there was the Para Aduma case. What about by Para Aduma? So where, again, you can be podeh. And there was opinion that said that. So they say, no, Dilmashane Para de Dameha Yikarim. Maybe with Para Aduma, we allow the pidyon because it's so expensive to find a Para Aduma, and because of the, there's an interesting ta'ana, which by the way comes up a lot in halacha, if there's a hefseid meruba, a real big loss, then we allow certain things that we wouldn't allow otherwise. With a keves, not such a huge loss, so we can't learn it from there.
Like alcohol on Pesach.
Right, alcohol on Pesach, exactly. The Ela Rabbanan, De Amrula, or also on Malacha, on Chol HaMoed, right? We allow things that are Devar HaAved, that'll be a big loss for you. Or sometimes there's food that maybe you cooked on Shabbat in a way, and this and that, if it's a Hefseid Merubana, depending on the situation, if it's really us, you know, but there's certain things where, I'm trying to remember where it exactly comes up, maybe that's not it. But anyway, there's certain things where there's Hefseid Merubah, we allow it. So Ela, we're finally getting back to our Mishnah, Rabbanan De Amrulo, maybe it's Rabbanan De Amrulo. Okay, what's this da'amrulo? Go back to our Mishnah. Okay, if you remember in our Mishnah, we had these opinions of Rabbi Yehuda, right? All the different opinions about which korbanot you could use for what, and Rabbi Shimon, and then Rabbi Meir, who says they're all shaveh, right? And then we had Hayar Rabbi Shimon Omer, okay? If you're on Bet Amud Bet, on the third line in the Mishnah, okay? Just to review, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sirei Rashi Chodeshim Mechaprim Al HaTahor Shachal Tatameh V'Shal Regalim Mechaprim Al She'en Bo Yidiyah Lo B'Tchilah V'Lo B'Sof V'Shal Yom HaKippurim Mechaprim Al She'en Bo Yidiyah B'Tchilah V'Yesh Bo Yidiyah B'Sof. Okay, remember he says each one comes for a different purpose. Then the Mishnah says, Amrulo, they said to him, meaning, right, the assumption is this is either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir, okay, because it's the people who disagree with him. They said, according to you, Maushi Yikrivu Zebazeh, What if you separated an animal for, let's say, Yom Kippur, for the Korban Chatat, and you lost the animal, and then you picked a different animal, you used the other animal, and then you found that animal. So were you allowed to use it for Rosh Chodesh, you know, let's say Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan? Amar lahen yikruvu. He says, yes, you can. Samrulo, ho'il ve'en kaparatan shaveh he'ach krivim zebazeh. But if each one has a different purpose, how could you take an animal that was designated for one and use it for another? Amar lahen, kulam bayim l'chaper al tumat mikdash v'kodashav. So he says to them, it's all coming for one general issue. So now they're going to suggest that the Amrulo, maybe the rabbis who are the Amrulo, which is either going to be Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir, is the one who holds that you can be podeh these animals to be me. Okay? And how are we going to get this? So they say, de Amrulo, mimai, de Rabbi Yehuda. So Ela Rabbana de Amrulo. Maybe that's it. Mimai, de Rabbi Yehuda hi. V'hachi kamarle. In other words, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, and this is what he's saying. Bishlama lididi de amina le beti mane alehem. For me, it works well, because I'll just say, le beti mane alehem, which came up in yesterday's daf, which means basically, what's the reason why you can be podeh these tmimim? Because you can say that the beitim, when they separated them out, they already separated them with a tnai, that maybe they'll be used and maybe they won't. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, well, according to me, I think you can do this. I'm tulahachi yikrivu. And therefore, you can, you know, use them for something else. Ela liditcha da amart lo, but you hold, and this came up in yesterday's daf, that ain le beti mane alehem. The court doesn't make a stipulation for them, and therefore, according to you, who says that amai yikrivu? So therefore, maybe we can suggest that the amrulo is Rabbi Yehuda, and that Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, what are we trying to do? We're trying to read into this what Rabbi Yehuda would say. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda would say, the whole question is, what was the premise of the question? And they're reading the question that Rabbi Yehuda is the one speaking, which means that he holds Le Beti Mane Alehem, which would be match the Shita of Chachamim, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that L'divrei Chachamim Niftim Tmimim, why could they be Niftim Tmimim? Because they were only designated Al Tanai. The court separated them with an intent from the beginning that we might not actually use them. But you can't necessarily say it's Rabbi Yehuda, because Dilma Rabbi Meir he. Maybe it's actually Rabbi Meir, and if it's Rabbi Meir, the question has to go differently. V'hachi ka'amarleh, and maybe his question is like this, and it has nothing to do with Le Beitin Yafeh. It's the way we understood the Mishnah really according to Kipshuto. Bishlama lididi da'amina kol asirin kapartan shava. Mishum hachi yikrivu. What's Rabbi Meir's unique shita? Why would Rabbi Meir make sense as being the Bala Kushia here? Because Rabbi Meir holds that all three are the exact same, cover the exact same korbanot. So therefore, it's very easy to flip from one to the other. So maybe it's Rabbi Meir speaking and said, I hold, not because Le Beidi Bat Ne'alehem, but I actually think they're all for the same purpose. And they were all designated for the same reason. And therefore, of course you can move one to the other, but according to you, right, so let's continue, Ela L'ditcha Amai Yikrivu, but according to you, who think that Ein Kaparatan Shava, why should we be allowed to use one for the other? Really, the assumption is that the premise of the question was they knew that you can flip one to the other. If they were questioning Rabbi Shimon to say, why would it work according to you? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't think that Kaparatan Shava, so we'd have to say the question is something different. And that's why they suggested that maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita of Chachamim, who's saying basically the reason why I think you can flip even though they're not exactly equal is because I hold, I'm just doing a review of what we said, I hold Le Beti Mane Alehem, and the reason you can reuse them is because they were only designated B'tnai anyway. So if you separated the animal in Yom Kippur, and the animal ran away, and you found it by Mar Cheshvan, so you'd be allowed to use it for the Seir Chatat that you bring, for the Seir L'Chatat that you bring on Yom Kippur, so you'd be able to do that just because of Le Beti Mane Alehem. And that's what they thought in the beginning, but then they said, no, it's very likely that the Amrulo are those who follow Rabbi Meir, who held the Kaparatan Shava, and it's a totally different reason. It has nothing to do with Le Beitin Yafeh, Le Beitin Mane Alehem, in which case we don't have a proof that in our Mishnah, we can find the Shita of Chachamim. Okay, that's how we got back to our Mishnah. Ela, Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara Gamirla. L'divrei Rabbi Shimon ein niftin, l'divrei Chachamim niftin. Okay, very simply, we say we don't know where Rabbi Yochanan, who these Chachamim are. We don't have it. It appears anywhere else in the sources that we know about. We just can only assume that he had a masoret that told him that Rabbi Shimon says ein niftin, and Chachamim say, and others that Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon on this case. Okay, we know Rabbi Shimon, but we were looking for Chachamim, and we don't really know who it is. We just have to assume he had a masoret about it. Ula Rabbi Shimon de late le beti matne lehem my avdin lehu. Now we have another question. Okay, so the first thing of Rabbi Shimon that we have is that Rabbi Shimon holds right that ein nifdim tmimim, right, these kvasim that were separated for the korbanot tamid and the year was over, and we now have nothing to do with them. So they're not niftim tmimim, meaning you'd have to leave them till they get a mum, and then you can redeem them. And that's because of ein le beitim matzne lehem. We don't say that they kind of had a tnai from the beginning about whether we'd use them or not. The second thing we're going to say about him is, what do they do then if they're ein niftim tmimim? So what do we do with them? Okay, so you could say, right, we might wait, but we're going to see what exactly do we do with them. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, instead of saying that we leave them to get a mum, no, we don't do that. Mikitzim mahem et hamizbech. Okay, if you remember, we learned this about the ketz hamizbech. This is, they don't want the mizbech to be lying idle. So what do? Whenever the mizbech is busy, they sacrifice nidavot olah. Okay, korbanot, olah, that are nidavah, that are voluntary offerings. They just have them going all the time, so that the mizbeach always has something going on. So that's what Rabbi Shimon says you do with these extra things. So the year passes, you're in a new year, you have all these extra kvasim left over, you use them for korbanot, this olah nidavah. That's what he says. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, bar Rav Yitzchak. Okay, so Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak says, Umod Rabbi Shimon b'sirei chatat, but he agrees with the Sirei Chatat, She'em mikitzim begufan, ela b'dmehem. He says, when it comes to the Sirei Chatat, though, that one you're not allowed to actually just take the animal. What do we say? The tzmidim that are left over, and you take the animal, and you sacrifice that animal as an olat nitavah. But when it comes to the Sirei Chatat, you can't just sacrifice that animal. You have to redeem it onto a coin. Okay, only use the demehem, the value of it, and then you buy a new animal with that. Why? Hachahu demeikara ola, vahashta ola, aval hatam demeikara chatap, vahashta ola, gzera la'achar kapara atu lifnei kapara. Okay, now we have to learn a whole new concept, which is, we'll start by saying the simple reading that when you talk about the korban tamid was a korban ola. So if you're going to take that ola, and now it's no good for the tamid anymore because it's a new year and you can't use it from the truma that was taken from the year before. So what do we say? So you can use it as an ola for the ketz hamizbech, right? These extra sacrifices. So you're taking an ola, you're using it for a different ola. That's very easy to switch. But if you want to turn it into a korban, you want to take a chatat and turn it into an ola, you can't do that. Okay, now why not? So now we're going to see that in theory you can, but in practice you can't because we're worried about a certain gzera. What's the gzera? We're worried that you might, this is, okay, so there's lifnei kapara and lachar kapara. Okay, so now if let's say you lose that animal and you find it before the actual, let's say you designate it on, I don't know, let's say the 3rd of Tishrei, and you lose it, and then you find it before the 10th of, before Yom Kippur comes. So you separate it for the Sir Chatat for Yom Kippur, and you found it in time before Yom Kippur. You're not allowed, in that case, to switch it to a Korban Ola, okay? Because it's still Ra'oy for the Korban Chatat that you designated it for. But if it's past its time, then you're allowed to use it for an ola. But we're worried that if we let you use it for an ola once it's past its time, in other words, let's say you, lachar kapara means after you've already done that korban. So you designate it for the Yom Kippur, And then Yom Kippur comes, they use a different animal, so it's done. At that point, you're allowed to switch it to an olah. But if you haven't yet done the kapara for that korban, then you're not allowed to switch it to an olah. So they're worried that if we allow you to switch it to an olah once la'achar kapara, in the classic case that we've been talking about, which is they already sacrificed the one in Yom Kippur, so now you have nothing else to do with this animal, so we can use it for the olah. But since we're worried that you might think before the kapara you're allowed to do that, so we make a gzirah. We don't allow you to do it even after. Okay? Amar Abayi, now we're going to bring several proofs for this concept, that we make a gzirah la'achar kapara, atu l'tnei kapara. Amar Abayi, af ananami tanina, I also have a source that proves this. Par v'seir shal yom ha-kippurim sha'abdu, v'yifrish achareihem v'acharim tachtehem. If you designate the par and seir of Yom Kippurim, and then they get lost, v'yifrish achareihem tachtehem, and then you designate others in their place, v'chein seirei avodah zarah sha'avdu, right? If you bring a seir, because you worship with avodah zarah, you have to bring a seir chata, right? You did a b'shogeg. You separate an animal out, and avdu, and it got lost. V'yifrish achareihem tachtehem, kulam yamutu, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, all those have to die, okay? In other words, there's nothing you can do with those animals except leave them to die. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon omrim, yir'u ad shistavu, v'yimachru v'yiplu d'mehem l'nidava. What does he say? What did they say? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, you leave them until a moon comes, right? You leave them in this designated area until a moon falls on them. What?
You let them graze.
Right, you let them graze. And then v'yimachru, and you sell them, v'yiplu d'mehem l'nidava. Why? She'ein chatat tzibor meta. This idea of the animal dying comes from a korban chatat of a yachid. Korban chatat of a yachid is known, we saw this actually a long time ago, korban chatat of a yachid has to be left to die. If you designate a korban chatat to bring for something you did wrong, and then you lose it, and then you eventually find it, when you've already sacrificed one in its place, there's nothing that can be done with that. That korban chatat has to die. So, but now comes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it applies also to a chatat tzibor, but comes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, they say, no, ein chatat tzibor meta. We don't say the same halacha by the chatat yachid and the chatat tzibor. The chatat tzibor is allowed to be reused. Now, if you wouldn't hold the tzgzera that we were talking about, what would you assume we could do then? We could reuse it for something else. Right? It's a korban chatat. It's just like our korban chatat that we want to reuse for the ola, for the ketz hamizbeach. What do they say, though? Yiru ad shisavu v'yimachru v'yiplu d'mehem l'nidava. So what do we say? Amai. Nikrivu inu gufayu ola. Why don't we just say, right, clearly according to this, what's happened? The time has passed. It says, avdu, and they took other ones in their place. So at this point, the kapara has happened. So why don't we just allow you to flip it from a chatat to an ola? Must be, because we have this concept. Right? Abayi is saying, this is our proof from this braita, that they're basically, right, we have to assume, elalav shmamina gzera l'achar kapara atu lifnei kapara. Okay, that we're worried that you might come to do this before the kapara happens, and that for sure can't happen. You can't turn a chatan into an ola when the kapara hasn't happened yet. It's only if it hasn't, it's only, right, therefore, after, when it should be okay, we don't allow it because of this gzera. We have another few proofs. Amarava af ananami tanina. Okay, here's a Mishnah. Vahasheni yir'e ad shiyista'ev. V'imachir v'yaplu damav l'nidava. Okay, the case here, we're talking about, again, Yom Kippur. You designate your two seirim, one la'azazel, one la'ashem. One gets lost. Okay, now you're stuck. Because you have to do, you can't just fill in the missing one with a new animal. It's actually, I think the seir la'azazel got lost. Yeah, no, actually, I'm not sure if it matters which one. Right, let's see. Meta mishtaleach, yeah. Rashi says it's the one, the seir mishtaleach died. That's what it was. It didn't get lost, it died. The seir mishtaleach dies. Now, at this point, what do you have to do? You have to bring two new seirim and do a goral, because you can't have it without a goral. So you have to do a goral. Remember, that's what they do. They bring them and they have lots, and one falls la'ashem and one, and then the other is going to go la'azazel. And because, so what do you end up with? You end up with two seirim that are going la'ashem. So you obviously can't bring, you follow? Because the first goral, you ended up with seir la'ashem, seir la'azazel. Seir la'azazel died, you have to bring two new ones. So now what do you do? So you take one of them and you sacrifice it Lashem, okay? And that was all the section until this point. Now we're getting up to our line. Vahasheni yireh ad shiyisteev yimacher v'yiplu damav l'nidava. Okay, what do? Again, you have to leave it to graze until it gets a moon. Then you sell it. And again, the money, you buy korbanot nidava with them. Vamai yikrav iu gufe. Why don't you give gufe ola? Why don't you just say, let's take this seir lechatat and turn it into an ola? So elalav, it must be shmamina. The only assumption is that we can learn from here. Gzera achar kapara atu lifnei kapara. Okay, we're going to have a further proof. Amar Ravina, afana nami tanina. Now we're going to talk about a korban asham. Asham shemetu ba'alav, this is also a Mishnah. Okay, these are all either brachot or Mishnayot. Asham shemetu ba'alav, so now someone designates a korban asham. That's another korban that's brought for various reasons, for something you did wrong. Metu ba'alav, oshenit kapru ba'alav. Okay, so if the owners died or they did kapara already, right, this is an asham that was separated and the owner died. So now, no one needs to bring the korban asham, but we're left with this animal that was designated for a korban. Or nitkapru ba'alav, right, what is this? How do you get kapara some other way? That's what I'm trying to remember. Oh, he took a different asham. Yeah. In other words, he lost it, let's say, and then... Right. Okay, fine. It must be he lost it, like the cases we've been discussing until now. Again, the same halacha. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yamut. We're going to have a three-way machloket here. For Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yavi B'damav Ola V'Yikarev. Okay, you can take the value of it as an Ola. You can basically sell it for korban, you know, for money. Take that money, buy an Ola with a V'Yikarev. So now they say, ha gufa ola, right? Can't you just take it itself and use it for an ola? El alav, gzera la'achar kapara ataluftne kapara. It's the exact same thing. We're worried, like these are obviously cases where he had kapara, where he didn't need kapara because he was dead, right? But we're worried that you might come to do this even before kapara shmamina. Okay, now we're going to have a braita, tanya namihachi, and this braita is actually coming to prove that this first line of Rabbi Shimon that we had today, that according to Rabbi Shimon, they're not niftim tumim. So we finished up that section, right? That was all to prove this about this gzera. In other words, what did we say? Let's just structure today. So far we have Rabbi Shimon who says ain niftim tumim, and Chachamim say they are niftim tumim. Then we had, so what do you do with them according to Rabbi Shimon? And we said, we use the perkeis hamizbeach. Then we said, well, you have to redeem them. You can't just use them straight, right? That was If you're taking seat, right, there's a difference between the tmidim that you can use directly for the kesem mizbeach. You could take those animals and right away sacrifice them, versus a chatat. If you had something designated as a chatat, you can't switch it to an ola, even though technically speaking you can if the kapara was already achieved. But we make a gzerah just to make sure that you don't. So now the question. Now we're going to have a braita that supports the fact that we use them for. That they're not nifdim tmimi, okay? And we use them for ketz hamizbech, okay? So really, we're gonna. It's the second part about mekitzim bahem et hamizbech. Tanya namihachi, mahim mivim minarot motarot. What do they do with all the leftovers? Ketz kivinot shuach lemizbech. Okay, they use them for this ketz. Okay, that's what we said. It's those, you know, the extra. Okay, like binot shuach to the mizbech. Okay, this is. What's the translation? White figs, okay, which were considered very like a delicacy. They're like white figs to the mizbech. So now the Gemara says they understand this a little bit literally. Okay, they think that you bring these on the mizbech with white figs. Ha'aktiv ki kol sor v'chol dvash v'chule. Right? Doesn't it say in the pasuk? Which let me read the whole pasuk. Lo taktiru mimenu yishel Hashem. You can't use seor, right, which is chametz, or dvash, which they assume to mean not just honey, but any sort of fruit on the mizbeach. Like, you don't bring fruits to the mizbeach. So how could you say they're like benot shuach to the mizbeach? Tani Rav Chanina, ki benot shuach la'adam. Okay, the same way you would bring desserts. You would bring these white figs for dessert for a person at the end of a meal. Likewise, you bring these korbanot. That's what the ketz on mizbeach. It's like the dessert. Okay, ketz milashon, the end, right? It's like it comes from there. Of it's... Right. Rashi actually says, "V'hu lashon ketz halechem va'ketz lechol le'narim." Right? He says it's like kinuach suda. Yeah, I guess it's also, I'm not sure the context of that word, of the pasuk there, what it means there. But right there, he's saying halechem v'haketz lechol l'na'arim, and he's saying it's a pasuk from Shmuel Bet. He's saying it means like the thing you'd eat at the end of the meal, okay? Which I assume comes from ketz, which is the end. I assume that's where the root comes from. Okay, so he says it's just an analogy; they didn't mean it literally. And now we have another halacha relating to this. Rabbi Nachman,
the translation in article said it's kayitz and not ketz.
So what would it mean, kayitz, though?
It's connotes summer fruits.
Summer fruits, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet delicacy.
Okay, could be. Okay, so now, Darish Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda. Ein mikitzim ba'olat ha'of. He brings another halacha that, by the way, you can't bring a bird. Okay, when we're talking about these olot nidavad that you would use for ketzim mizbeach, it would always be an animal, not a bird. Okay, not any of. I'm a Rava Haborcha. This is an absolutely ridiculous statement that you're making. Okay? This is not, can't possibly be you're saying this. I'm a Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Le Rava. Okay, so just to get the name so you don't get confused. Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda said it. Rava questioned it. And a different Rav Nachman, okay, just so you don't think it's the same, a different Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak supports what Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda said. So he says to Rava, my Borchata, Ana Amarite Niale. Okay, this is now why you can see why he's supporting him. He says, I'm the one who told him that. Okay? And how did I know this? Umishmeid Rav Shimi Minahardea, Amrita Niele. And I said it to him in the name of Rabbi Shimi Minahardea. De Amar Rav Shimi Minahardea, Motarot Lenidvot Tzibor Azle, Ve'ein Olat Of B'Tzibor. Okay, he says, the Motarot go for the Nidvat Tzibor, and there is no Olat Of B'Tzibor. Okay? It says, if you look in Rashi, he quotes a braita, Ditanya, okay, it's Ein Olata of Betzibor in Rashi. Ditanya B'Tarat Kohanim, that's the Midrash Halacha, Sifra on Vayikra. V'hikriv mina torim. So what do they learn here? V'hikriv from the birds. What's hikriv? Lashon Yachid. Hayachid may be of, v'ein hatzibor mevi'im of. Okay, and he says the of is never brought as a korban tzibor. So therefore, it makes no sense to say, right, if Yachid designated a korban of, and then, let's say, the person died, so in theory, you would say, use that for the mizbeach. So he says, no, you can't, because there is no such thing as an olata of b'tzibor. Now they say, va'af Shmuel savar lahad Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now we're going to say that Shmuel held like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now we're going to have a support. We're going back to something we said earlier, and there's a debate about which statement of Rabbi Yochanan we're referring to. Okay, so some people say that we're referring to, right, the question is he referring to that they're brought, l'ketz ha'mizbeach, or is he referring to ein yifdim tmimim? Okay, there's a debate, because there were two statements we said about Rabbi Shimon that were both said by Rabbi Yochanan. One is, right, that they're not niftim tmimim, and the second was, mekitzim b'hem et hamizbeach. So there's a bit of a debate about which one, okay? We'll go with Rashi here, who says that it's, if you look in Lahadja Rabbi Yochanan, da'amar la'el tmidim shelo etzruchu l'Rabbi Shimon, delet lele beitim matneh, mekitzim b'hem et hamizbeach begufan be'ein tzrichim riyah. Okay, he's saying they don't need grazing, they go directly. Right, we said the olat, the korban tamid, since it was an ola, it can go directly, and we use it for the ketz hamizbeach. Again, the way you read this Gemara is going to depend on how you read what, I'm just going to go with Rashi's interpretation, but there's a whole different way of reading the Gemara if you go that he's actually trying to prove that ein niftim tmimim. Okay? So that's a different thing. But, so now what do we say? Af Shmuel Savar Lahad Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Korbanot Tzibur, Sakin Moshachtan. Okay, here we have that Shmuel also held that way, because what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Shmuel? That if you have Korbanot Tzibur, what gives it its Kedusha? The Sakin, when you shecht it. Which means if these animals were designated, right, as a, let's say, as a Korban Ola for the Korban Tamid, but it wasn't yet shechted, then you can just move it over and use it for a different korban. Moshachtan l'mashehen. Sorry, I didn't read the whole thing. The sakin moshachtan l'mashehen. The sakin of shchita causes it to be what it is. Tanya nami hachi, and here's a braita to support this. Umode Rabbi Shimon b'se'ir. Here we have, going back to our Mishnah. What did Rabbi Shimon say? that even though the Seirim have different purposes, right, what happens? He said, he's modeh b'seir shim lo karev b'regel, yikrav b'rosh chodesh. V'im lo karev b'rosh chodesh, yikrav b'yom ha-kippurim. V'im lo karev b'yom ha-kippurim, yikarev b'regel. V'im lo karev b'regel zeh, yikarev b'regel acher. This isn't what we saw in the Mishnah, but we saw reference to this in the Mishnah. These words are actually in a Braita. It's a bit of a different source, but it says the exact same thing. It's just a little more detailed. So now we have, if you separate the Seir for the regel, and you didn't use it on the regel for whatever reason, you can use it on Rosh Chodesh. And if you didn't use it on Rosh Chodesh, you can use it on Yom Kippur. And if you didn't use it on Yom Kippur, you can use it on the regel. And if you didn't use it on that regel, you can use it on the next regel, right? It's basically going in order of events. Shemitchilato lo ba ela lechaper al mizbach hakitzon. Because all of these, now you can clearly see what he's excluding here. Which one is not included? The Seir and Asa Bifnim, right? He's only referring to, remember, there's the Seir Lashem, which the blood gets sprinkled inside the Kodesh Kodeshim. He's not relating to that one. But he's saying that since all these korbanot were designated to be, the blood to be sprinkled on the outside Mizbeach, therefore, if you designated one for one purpose and you didn't use it for that purpose, you can just use it for the next time you need it. Okay? And why is that? Because the sakim lo shechtan, right? Basically, once you shecht it, that's when you're really giving it the designated kedusha. Until then, it's somewhat designated, but not fully designated. So again, it's designated maybe but for the mizbech. So it has to be something that's for that mizbech. Like we said, this ir hanasa bifnim, you can't use for any of these purposes. But if you used it for, you designated it for this ir chatat that's done outside, whether it's the regel, Yom Kippur, or whatever it might be, Rosh Chodesh, you can then, if you didn't use it and you lost it and then you took another in its place, you can use it for the next one. So that's another braita to support this whole thing. Okay, finished with that topic, we're moving on now in the Mishnah that we saw before, which is, now we're getting to, what's the Seir Nasa Bifnim? What does that come to be Mechaper? Okay, we talked about the Seir Chatat Bachutz, now we're going to get to the Seir Bifnim. Al Zadon Tum'at Mikdash V'Kodeshav, Seir Nasa Bifnim. Okay, it's if you did it b'mezid, right? Then the Seir Nasa Bifnim is mechaper. Menani Mile, how do we know this? Because it says, v'chiper ala kodesh mitumot b'nei Israel, p'sha'im, okay, it said, you have to read the whole pasuk, if you remember it, u'mipishehem l'chol chatotam. Right, that was that pasuk we learned about, what it does bifnim, v'chein yaseh la'ol mo'ed ha'shechein ita b'toch tumatam. So now we're going to say, u'mipishehem, the pesha is hamordim. These are people who did things b'mezid. Okay, v'chein hu omer, how do we know the poshim are mordim, those who rebel and do it on purpose? Melech Moab pashabi, v'omer az tifsha livna, v'etahi. Okay, these are two psukim that show that someone did something b'mezid. Okay, these are both psukim from Melechim. The Melech Moab, the context is Yehoshaphat and Yehoram. If you remember, the both kings of Yehudah and Israel got together to fight against together, yeah, they fought together. So one, Yehoram said to Yehoshaphat, Melech Moab Pashabi, he was trying to get him to go to war with him. And Az Tifsha Livna, I forgot what that is. Vayifshay Adon Mitachat Yad Yehudah Neyomazeh, Az Tifsha Livna Beitahi. I don't remember the context there. To Melechim Beperek Chet. So now they say, Chataot, what are Chataot? Elu Hashkagot. V'cheinu Omer, Nefesh Ki Techta B'shkaga. Okay, so these are Zadon, right? And the and shkagot of Tumat Mikdash. Just one second. At the Mishnah for a minute. Right, Zadon Tumat Mikdash v'Kodeshav Seir Nasa Bifnim v'Yom HaKippurim Mechaprim. Okay, so again, the context is, like we said with all the others, we're still talking about Tumat Mikdash and Kodeshav. Okay, so now, what about all the rest of the Averot? So the Mishnah then continued, Al Shar Averot Shabbat Torah HaKalot V'Chamrot. Okay, we'll read it inside because they don't quote everything. Okay, if you want to look back at Bet and Mubet, Al Shar Averot Shabbat Torah, HaKalot V'Chamrot, HaZdonot V'Shkagot, Hoda V'Lo Hoda, Ase V'Lo Tase, Kritur U'Mito Beitin, Seir HaMashalach Mechaper. Okay, now we're going to talk about the Seir HaMashalach. What does it take care of? Because until now, all the other Seirim we said for Yom HaKippurim, right, the one Nasa B'chutz, the one Nasa B'fnim, all have to do with Tumat HaKodesh, right, the Mikdash, the Tumat HaMikdash and Kodeshah. Whether it's Mezid or Shogeg, whether Yidiyah, Lo Yidiyah, right? We had all the different permutations. But now we're going to talk about what about all the rest of them. So all the rest of them are covered by the Seir HaMashalach. Now the question is going to be, that there's a bit of repetition here. Things don't make exactly sense. What are we talking about here? So they say, Hainu Kalot, Hainu aseh velo taseh. Chamura, okay, so what are the kalot? The kalot are aseh velo taseh. Chamurot, hainu kritutu mito beitin. Okay, those are the chamurot, right? Aseh velo taseh are the basics, okay? Then, right, that's called kalot. Chamurot are things that you're chayav karet or mito beitin. Hoda, hainu mezid. Lo hoda, hainu shogeg. But when you get to this zdonot shkagot, that means mezid or shogeg. Okay, that makes sense. But now we get to hoda or lo hoda. Whether you knew or you didn't know. Isn't you know or you didn't know the same as shogeg and mezid, right? If you knew, then it was mezid. If you didn't know, it was shogeg. So how do they explain this? Amar of Yehuda hachi kamar. Al shar averot shabatorah, ben kalot, ben chamurot. So now they say on all, this is how you read it. On all the other averot mitorah, whether they're kalot or whether they're chamurot, ben asa'an b'shogeg, ben asa'an b'mezid, whether you did them shogeg or whether you did them b'mezid, now, within the ones, otan shasa'an b'shogeg, within shogeg, we're going to have hoda o lo hoda. What does this mean? Bein nodalo sfekan, bein lo nodalo sfekan. This brings us back to what, all the cases in the beginning of the Mishnah, which is, within shkaga, so let's say you do something b'shogeg, okay? Let's say you had a piece of chelev in front of you and you had a piece of shuman, right? Fat and fat that's permitted, fat that's asur. But you knew that one of them was, but you didn't know which one. So you didn't really know, did you do it or not? So whether you found out eventually, okay, before Yom Kippur, or you didn't actually find out whether you did it or not. Eluhen kalot, asevel, okay, so that's basically the case. So in other words, Yom Kippur is going to cover, the Seir HaMishtaleach is going to cover whether you knew or whether you didn't know. Okay, and that what's interesting about that is that that means if you did know, well, then what are you supposed to do? Let's say you realize that you ate this chaylev b'shogeg. What are you supposed to do? Bring a korban chatat. So the chidush here is that if you didn't bring your korban chatat before Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring it after. The Seir HaMishtaleach covers you for that. Okay? So if you did a shogeg and you didn't know, and then you find out later, then your Seir HaMishtaleach covered you for it. Okay? Okay, the Elohen kalot, aseh velo taseh, the Elohen chamurot, kritu d'mito beitin. Hayaseh hechidami. What's this aseh that you didn't do? You didn't do a mitzvah aseh. So what's the case? Ida lo avad tshuva, if you didn't do tshuva, you didn't aseh on purpose. No, you didn't do a mitzvah aseh. So if you did it and you on purpose and you didn't do tshuva, zevach rasha'im toeva, right? You're a rasha. How can we say that the Seir HaMishtaleach is going to cover you? A zevach of rishaim is despicable. We're not going to have that work for you. And id avad tshuva, if you did tshuva, you didn't do a mitzvah to say, you did tshuva for it, kol yom anami, every day provides you with atonement for that. You don't actually need to bring a korban. How do we know this? Detanya, avar mitzvah taseh v'asa tshuva, lo zaz misham ad shemochalin lo. In other words, he gets immediate repentance for it, okay? He's atoned for. So what mitzvah aseh are we talking about? It can't be that you did tshuva, and it can't be that you didn't do tshuva, because if you did tshuva, you don't need the korban. If you didn't do tshuva, then the korban's not going to help you. So now we're going to see, and I actually made reference to this before, we read this in the Rambam, that it only works if you did tshuva, remember? But we said that the Rambam disagreed with the shita of Rebbe, who we're going to see right now, who actually holds that even if you don't do tshuva, the Seir HaMishtaleach covers you. You're covered. Okay, and here we have it. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Be'ome b'merdo. Rabbi Zeira says it's talking about a person who still didn't do tshuva. B'Rebbe, he had this follows Shita Rebbe. D'Tanya, now that our Mishnah follows Rebbe, because we see here in Abraita, Rebbe Omer, Al kol averat shuvah Torah, Bein asa tshuva, Bein lo asa tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Chutz mi, he has three exceptions. Porek ol, someone who just says, I don't want to have anything to do with God anymore. Umigaleh panim b'torah. This is a good question, what this means. Okay. Rashi says, Baal devrei Torah b'chutzpah u'bigiloy azut panav. Okay, you come to it with chutzpah, like you say, I know better than the Torah, or something along those lines. Others say it means you translate the Torah in a way that says comes to the conclusion that's apikorsus. You know, you're basically rejecting God through Migaleh panim b'torah in that way. The reason they say it's arrogance or chutzpah is because if you're Migaleh panim, you reveal your face. If you hide your face, that's like a sanua kind of, you're more humble, but you hide your face. Whereas Migaleh panim, it's like you stand with your nose up in the air. Umefir brit bebasar, and you don't do brit milah. She'im asat tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper. V'im lav, ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper. So according to Rebbe, only for those three things does Yom HaKippurim not mechaper, but for anything else, Yom HaKippurim would be mechaper, and therefore our Mishnah has to hold like Rebbe, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense what kind of asay we're talking about. Because either, right, according to those who disagree with Rebbe, he certainly wouldn't get tshuva for that, and according to those, and if you want to say that he did do tshuva, well then he doesn't need this korban, because not doing a mitzvah to say doesn't, you don't need a korban to be mechaper, you get tshuva, and you get kapara immediately.